inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Roberto Clemente was the first. Cepeda was known as the baby bull for his prolific home runs. When bad knees limited his playing time in the field, he became one of baseball's first DHs. He was 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Friday, TGIF, June 28th, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Thanks once again to Brady Ewing for being with us last half hour. Wow, if you missed it, go back and listen to it on the podcast. I don't care whether you like sports or not. What he said was inspirational at any genre that you are trying to be successful in life in.
Absolutely agree. It's, you know, sometimes people just know the right words to say.
Yeah. And that's based on life experience and having lived a little bit. And having gone through adversity. And having overcome adversity. So many thanks to Brady for being on the show today. Coming up at 1:30 or just after, Andrew Hahn, data journalist. This is equally as fantastic. Andrew's going to be in. He has a degree from, actually two, I believe, from UW-Madison, journalism and whatever the degree is in mapping. There's a degree in that. He has mapped out what makes Wisconsin great. I'm serious. This is great. You're not going to want to miss it. He has created maps. The story was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Maps about where all the Culver's are. Do you live within 10 minutes or 30 minutes of a Culver's in Wisconsin? Where are the Culver's deserts? The Quick Trip deserts? The Kohl's? All the great Wisconsin brands. Andrew's going to be in at the bottom of the hour to talk about that. Cannot wait. Want to get back to, because this is a hot topic, as they say on The View, the presidential debate last night where Joe Biden did not have his best performance. Pure and simple. Just the way it is. But all the pundits, not all, most of the pundits, and many of those in the Democratic Party are wringing their hands, wetting the bed. Concerned because Joe Biden had a cold or the flu. I don't know what it was. He wasn't feeling well. We do this show 5 days a week. Guess what? Not all is award-winning. As a matter of fact, Mr. Sommers, I don't think any of them have won any awards yet.
So far.
But look, some days are better than others. It's just the way life is. But you can't judge one performance or an entire career on one performance. And so I'm urging Democrats to stop wetting the bed, wringing their hands, and be more like Al Davis, the great owner, former owner of the Oakland LA Raiders. Just win, baby. And be positive. Joe Biden just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. It was a barn burner. We are going to bring you the comments in just a minute, but he's been very patient on the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex. Gary, thanks for holding on. What say you?
All right. I got a lot to say.
Well,
first of all,
go ahead.
I don't have one of my conservative, Trump-loving MAGA friends that hate Joe Biden. We all like Uncle Joe, okay? The left, they love Uncle Joe, and they hate. I cannot see how half the country absolutely hates him, detests him, and then the other 90% of the people in this country think Uncle Joe is a nice guy, and I think he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is too old. It showed it last night. Now, Fox has been trying to tell people for a long time, showing these videos. See, if you don't watch Fox, you won't see it. They did not doctor these videos. You saw exactly what Fox has been putting on television for the last month. We all saw it last night. I mean, the guy is nice.
I don't want to go down that road too far, Gary, but just, I mean, yes, last night is what it was. That's true. But I don't want to go, we've talked about it on the program before. There have been doctored videos on Fox and other places, but I don't want to get into that right now. What's your next point, please?
Oh, okay. My next point is, you think that you guys are wet in the bed? I'm telling you, I wet the bed. Because I went out there and I talked to Mike and Dom last night before everything was going on. They're talking about this big party they're going to have. And I told those guys, both of them, that Biden is going to bomb tonight. Trump's going to look really good. The next day, they're going to go out there and they're going to have his head. And then they say, well, who's going to take his place?
Right.
Well, then Don said, Kamala Harris? Well, she's next in line. And I said, no, her likability is below Trump and Biden. So it's not her. Well, who's going to be? And I said, I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I think that he's been working his way in, and what's going to happen is, they're going to convince Uncle Joe to sit there and sit out, and they're going to make Gavin Newsom. And you know what they said last night? They said, you're nuts. Biden's going to hammer it. He's going to win.
Well,
and I said,
I don't want to speak for anybody else. I don't want to speak for anybody else. I think that there were certain expectations last night for Joe Biden, and he missed that last night. We're going to play you some cuts here of Biden today. And Gary, I got a bunch of other callers I want to get to, and I would love to have you call back. So call back again, and we'll let you make more points. But I'm not shying away from the performance last night.
But again, what was unsaid was that Biden wasn't feeling well. Number one, he was ill. Number two, there was almost no fact-checking in real time on the multiple lies that Donald Trump had to say. Number three, if the Democrats or some people want to replace Joe Biden on the ticket, it's much more complicated. I agree with Gary that Kamala Harris is not the right person, according to poll numbers. But if you bypass the first black woman vice president, that's not a good optic look. Gavin Newsom's not the right answer because where you have to win is the Midwest. Gavin Newsom's not going to connect with people in Wisconsin and Michigan. I mean, the earlier caller saying that Gretchen Whitmer, if you're going to go that route, she's probably the one to do it. But it's very messy and complicated. And moreover, you don't need to replace Joe Biden. Why? Because he just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. Mr. Zomers, here's the first thing you do. If you're a seasoned politician and you have your faculties, you admit what happened. You don't shy away from it. You tell the truth. Here was Joe Biden moments ago in North Carolina.
Close with this. I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. As easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Joe Biden from moments ago in North Carolina. We get as many of these in as we can here. But first, I see everybody. The phone lines are lighting up. We're going to get to you in order. As Matt Flynn says, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. Ask everybody to keep it brief. Let's go quickly to Mark from the SAC. Mark, keep it brief. You could please go ahead.
Yeah, I was there last night at the Barrymore watching it, and I was a little disappointed in Joe's performance, but I saw him as being tired, and now I hear that he was sick. But Donald Trump, I don't know how many times he told the truth, but once perhaps he told the truth. He is a consistent liar. I mean, and the big thing is that, you know, it's you, thou shalt not bear false witness, period. It doesn't say you can twist the truth, and because if you twist the truth, you're telling a lie. Mm-hmm. And it's all Trump did is he's a consummate liar, and he's an adjudicated rapist, and that and now a 34 count convicted felon, that and just hammer that home. And if Eileen Cannon was doing things honestly down in Florida, we'd actually hear the case of how Trump mishandled important classified information and,
right.
and more than likely sold stuff to other parties. It has damaged the United States of America.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. Trying to get to everybody, 855-752-4842. Keep it brief. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Biden started off kind of shaky. I was all thought the Barrymore. But then as the debate went on, it got better. What the Democrats need to focus on is not Joe Biden. It's what Trump said last night. I mean,
agreed.
He never said anything of substance. And Mark's correct. It was all about lies. And heaven help us if Trump would ever become president. So I'm not down for changing now. I think Biden had a good day today. And he got better as the debate went on. And at least he leaned into his age. That's what
right.
he has to do.
Right.
So thank you, Doc.
Yep. Thank you, Wisco. Great call. 855-752-4842. Up next, Zach, listening in Green Bay on the Talk of Green Bay. We appreciate your listenership. Zach, if you can keep it brief, go ahead.
Thank you. What we need to keep in mind is that the only people who count in this discussion are the 50 to 100,000 people who are so poorly informed they don't know the difference between Trump and Biden. In today's level of knowledge among the American people, image counts as much or more than facts. Last night, the first 20 minutes of the debate, Biden looked like he wandered out of an Alzheimer's unit, and he's got to be replaced, period.
With who?
Anybody. In fact, in my opinion, the only two Democrats who could possibly lose to Donald Trump are Biden and Harris.
I disagree.
Any other prominent
Gavin Newsom will get his ass wiped on the floor. Gavin Newsom will absolutely lose because he can't connect with people in the Midwest. But thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for listening to WAUK. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, I am right there with you. Please stop all the bedwetting. They need to, people have to start looking at the things that this administration has gotten done for the American people and all American people, not just the Democratic side. And I'm not sure what Gary was talking about. I'm not sure if Donald Trump answered one question last night that he was asked.
Yeah, no, I agree, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. I mean, I appreciate people who are frustrated, but you have to think in realistic terms, not platitudes. Joe Biden can win this, and you better get behind him and help. If it makes his own decision and steps down, that's one thing. But Biden can win. We're going to bring you more cuts on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is not over on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, June 28th, 2024. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Joe Biden just wrapped up a barn burner in North Carolina. Caller Heather listening in on WCFW, The Tap up in Eau Claire, said Joe Biden, that clip we played earlier, said what Brady Ewing said in last hour, was preaching. Get back up. I mean, I honestly think that some of these people out there, and surprisingly, I guess progressives and Democrats think because you have one bad day or one bad night, it's over. Toughen up, people. If you believe in women's rights, if you believe in pro-choice, if you believe in LGBTQ rights, if you believe in the environment, if you believe in democracy, if you believe in taking on fascism, if you believe in taking on authoritarianism, don't be a wallflower. Don't be a pansy. Toughen up. Joe Biden is the nominee. Get behind him and fight like hell. If he decides on his own volition to step aside, fine. But don't be obsessed with replacing him, for goodness sake. I get it. It was frustrating. My phone lit up last night with WTF. What the blank. People are not happy with the two choices, but you have to live in reality. They're the choices that we have. One is for authoritarianism. One is for democracy. Let's play a clip quickly, Mr. Zombers. This is cut two from Joe Biden in North Carolina this afternoon.
And we're still the beacon to the world. Right. We can never give up what makes America, America. Yeah. Donald Trump is motivated by revenge and retribution. Well, revenge and retribution never built a damn thing. You and I, we Americans are a nation of hope, optimism, and possibilities. That's what always built America. That's going to continue to build America today. The choice in this election is simple. Donald Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend it.
Does not sound like somebody that needs to be replaced in my book. Let's go quickly to cut three, Mr. Summers.
I give you my word as a Biden, I would not be running again if I didn't believe with all my heart and soul I can do this job. Because quite frankly, the stakes are too high. The stakes are too high. Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat for everything America stands for.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That was Joe Biden moments ago in North Carolina. You ever go to the Brewers game and Christian Yelich hasn't had a hit in five games? And then he hits a home run, a grand slam to win the game. If Yelich just sat down and said, you know what? Put somebody else in, coach. In fact, there was a dust-up not too long ago at the Brewers where our great new manager, by the way, he wanted to rest a couple of guys. And they got salty. They said, what the hell are you doing, coach? I want to play. I don't want to sit. And he put him in, and they both had great games. The Brewers won. That's what we need in American politics. Fighters. People who aren't willing to let this country go down without a fight. Joe Biden is a fighter. I'm a former Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011. And I am fighting for Joe Biden. I'm fighting for this country. And I hope all of you will join me in the fight. 855-752-4842. Jay across the pond in London. Jay, quickly if you can, what say you?
Where was that guy yesterday?
Pardon?
Where was that guy yesterday?
Look, I don't know where he was yesterday. He had a bad night. But that happens. That's human life.
Okay.
But that's a great question. I mean, I know it's a question a lot of people are asking. But as it turns out, as humans, we can't be on every minute of every day. Jay, always great to hear from you. Thank you for the tea, by the way. She sent us some beautiful hibiscus tea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jay. 855-752-4842. Brian, listening in Maguanago. Brian, quickly, if you can, go ahead.
I have seen, just because Biden had a bad night, big deal. I have seen Donald Trump speak many times, and every single time it's either word salad or bad things like revenge and retribution. And so be it. So what? No matter what. All you got to do is look at the tape for any time Trump has talked, and that's all he talks about. He doesn't have any policy. He doesn't have any solutions. He doesn't want to do anything for this country. He himself just wants to be president. That's all he cares about.
Yep.
Joe Biden actually wants to do stuff. He's not my first choice. But he's the best we got, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm riding this through to November. See you guys at the polls.
I'll see you there, Brian. Great call. Appreciate it. I'm in the same boat as Brian from Maguanago. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, we have time for the last Biden cut.
Yes.
Very good. This is Joe Biden from North Carolina earlier today.
And most dangerously, though, we learned that Donald Trump will not respect this year's election outcome. He's still not rejecting the last time out. Well, think about it. Every court in Hunan ruled that it was a fair election. He's still denying it, still telling lies. Three times Trump was asked last night by the moderators, would he respect the election results if he lost this time? Three times he refused to answer. Three times. Folks, Donald Trump refused to accept the result in 2020. We all saw what happened on January the 6th. It's a direct consequence of that. It was an international embarrassment.
By the way, as I go to these international meetings, I know every major world leader. I literally, because I've been around, as you might have noticed. But they asked me, did he really mean this? Is that, was this real? It caused a constitutional crisis and international embarrassment.
Joe Biden, last night, or sorry, this afternoon in North Carolina. And he's absolutely right. Three times last night, the moderators gave him a chance, and Donald Trump refused to say that he would accept the 2024 election. Off Facebook, Chris, watching on Facebook, we appreciate it, saying, quote, we need to create a bigger tent. We need campaign finance reform to remove PAC money and dark money from politics. A third-party candidate in this country should have a legitimate chance at being in front of the majority of the American public and speaking about their ideas alongside the two major party candidates. We shouldn't be left with a choice of, quote, the best of two bad options, unquote. Chris, I agree with you. And I think that last night, believe it or not, the debate last night may have been the impetus needed for those folks that want more than a two-party system. Moving forward, last night may be the impetus to having ranked choice voting or having more legitimate votes. I hope that's the case moving into the future. I support that. But that's not going to happen between now and November. Between now and November, there are two choices on the ballot. And as George W. Bush's former communications secretary, Susan Hughes, once said, an election comes down to a choice, and perfect ain't on the ballot. We'll come back, talk a little bit with Andrew Hahn, a data journalist on mapping what makes Wisconsin great. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday. Don't want to miss this right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Many Democrats say President Biden should leave the race after his uneven debate performance Thursday night. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says no one can actually push him out.
The Democratic Party rules could not be more clear. This is about President Biden's decision, period. There's no other way to move him out.
Iran will hold a runoff after voters fail to elect a new president, the BBC's Chris Barrow.
A runoff vote between the conservative Saeed Jalili and his rival Masoud Pezeshkian, who has criticized the way Islamic rules have been imposed on women.
The Iranian government says voter turnout was just 40%. Last night at San Francisco's Oracle Park, a salute to a baseball Hall of Famer.
We now ask that you join us in observing a moment of silence for the Baby Bull, number 30. Orlando Cepeda.
Orlando Cepeda was 86. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A tale of two cities.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we've been doing really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball. While at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, a high near 72. Northwest winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear tonight, lows around 46. Sunshine with a high of 72 on your Sunday. Sunday night, clear and 50. Slight chance of showers on Monday with a high of 71.
It's 67 right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire. 93.5 The Tap. and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. It appears to be the latest legal strategy to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Friday, June 28th, 2024. Hearty discussion on politics and a good one, appreciated one. We appreciate all the phone calls and texts and whatnot. But time to turn a page, just especially on a Friday. I saw this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this week, actually just a couple of days ago, and I thought, now see, this is exactly, Mr. Sommers, what we need. We need to be talking about what makes Wisconsin great, and there's a great article here by a great journalist by the name of Andrew Hahn. He is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. He joins us live here in studio. Andrew, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And congratulations on this super cool story, because I would have never have thought of doing a story like this. Before we get into the story proper, tell folks a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into the journalism business.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a data journalist. I've worked at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Grew up in journalism, but always had a focus, a passion for data journalism and data visualization. I also have lived my whole life in Wisconsin, here in the Madison area. And so I definitely identify as a Wisconsin wonk myself, someone who loves this state and loves interesting facts about this state, and the data that are behind those facts is really interesting to me.
So, because I'm more of a word and a person, but numbers are, Todd and numbers are not good together. But I take it that you grew up kind of loving math, must have, and enjoy numbers?
Yeah, it wasn't a primary focus of my education, I will say, but telling stories with math was always something that I was really interested in, more interested in statistics than, you know, mathematical theory for myself. So I most recently went to grad school for cartography, which is
cartography. Tell us about that.
Yeah, cartography is sort of the practice of making and studying maps. and it pairs sort of like complex statistics and math with data visualization and best practices for how we perceive information, which is super interesting to me.
And you also are an undergrad, a graduate of the J School, the journalism school here in Madison, which is renowned, and so many great journalists have come out of that. So, I mean, wow. I mean, to put those two things together, a journalism degree with cartography, I guess that leads us to this story.
Yeah, I guess that, and especially for someone living their whole life in Madison, Wisconsin, this is the only story you can probably get that way.
So is this something that was pitched to you by somebody, or you just kind of came up with it yourself?
No, I was asking about this story for a while. So this came about with, you know, a big part of my job is to teach and learn analytical techniques for journalists. Mm-hmm. And so one of those techniques is we see all the time talk about food deserts, healthcare deserts, education deserts, using math to identify access to certain resources. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty complex analytical task. And we wanted to learn it and then teach it to our journalists. But one problem is that you don't want to necessarily practice on a really intense topic. And so this was what I came up with as like a low stakes way to practice this kind of technique and produce, like, still at the end of the day, what was a very cool story.
But I think this is a fantastic idea because I hear this from people all the time, from our listeners and our viewers, but also just kind of out in the street, people who know what I do. And I often ask people just like, where do you get your news from? Where do you gather it? And I'm not sure if as a journalist you've heard this, but I hear continually, Todd, I don't watch it. I don't listen. I don't, because it's so depressing and so overwhelming and I feel like I can't do anything. I just don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I think a story like this, it's like, well, nobody's going to get ticked off. I guess if you hate Culver's or Quick Trip, but I mean, few people are going to get ticked off if they read this. And I think it's a good way for people to bring people back into news and journalism to say, look, everything doesn't have to be about presidential politics or taxes. It could be just something fun and entertaining, but also important to us as Wisconsinites.
Yeah, this is part of an initiative that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has been focusing on for about a year now, called Wisconsin Wonk, where there's a whole team of journalists there who are continuing to think about data stories that look at our state in a new way. One thing we immediately started noticing about that kind of content is that it's extremely popular across ideological lines, across socioeconomic lines. Yeah. Everyone reacts to it. And I think it's because it reminds us of our unique cultural identity in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, in addition to the really important investigative work that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel does as well, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal genuinely of trying to make this state a better place.
Mr. Somers? Let's put that on a plaque. I mean, that's because that's a lot of what civic media is about as well, is telling hometown stories, of telling things that make us Wisconsinites, but also unite us, because there's so much in the news today that tends to divide folks. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's good to focus on, hey, how can we all come together as well?
Yeah, and it's something that only local media can do, I think.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Because you're not going to know about Quick Trips or Culver's if you're from, I don't know, Georgia. Mm-hmm. No offense to the good people in Georgia. So this article, the headline is, and you can find this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel right now, 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip. Here's how ubiquitous other brands are. So again, walk us through it. Mr. Somers has done great work. He's taken some of these maps that Andrew has created. Let's start with my personal favorite. We did an entire 2-hour show from the Richland Center Culver's a couple of months ago. So for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you can see this. Otherwise, you can download it later. But explain what we're looking at right now, Andrew, especially for people who can't see it over the radio.
Absolutely. So this is a map of Wisconsin, and you can see that most of the state is covered by sort of a yellow splotchy area. That yellow splotchy area represents all areas of Wisconsin within 30 minutes driving distance to a Culver's. I saw a few people online that said it's the most Wisconsin thing ever to measure distance in time. I didn't really realize that was even unique to us.
Exactly.
I don't know of any other way to measure distance. And then, so that covers most of the state. So 90... In the case of Culver's, I think it's 90% of us live within 30 minutes of a Culver's. That red area over the top, it's still throughout the state, but a smaller area, is the area within 10 minutes of a Culver's, 10 minutes drive of a Culver's. And 62% of us live in those red areas. So you can see that, like many brands, Culver's focuses on like high population density areas, although it is geographically spread out through the entire state. There's very few counties that don't have a Culver's.
I was going to say, I mean, when you look at this map, I mean, think about that, 90% of Wisconsin, 30 minutes of a Culver's, and 62% within 10 minutes of a Culver's.
Yep, it's everywhere.
More than, well, obviously, even Todd can figure that out, it's more than half. But yeah, when you look, you don't think about it, but when you look at the map, it's like, yeah, it's major roads, but also, I mean, Culver's started in Sauk City, and so they're, I come from Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. So I like to see there's a lot in Southwest Wisconsin, but also the, you know, the Fox Valley from Appleton, Neenah, Menasha up to Green Bay up there. Even is that Sturgeon Bay up in Door County, I think. Over, you know, all the way up to Superior.
Yep. So the farthest away you can possibly get from a Culver's in Wisconsin is the northern, obviously the middle of the northern part of the state, which Quick Trip covers a little bit more densely up there than Culver's does even.
All right, well, let's go. We're talking to Andrew Hahn, data journalist here, on his article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week, mapping out some of Wisconsin's favorite brands. And yes, Andrew, as you look at Quick Trip, tell this is much much more coverage.
Yeah, it is. So you'll see the same map as before here, Wisconsin counties overlaid, this time much more covered in a yellow area, representing 30 minutes driving distance to a Quick Trip, and much more, although less than 30 minutes, in within 10 minutes of a Quick Trip here on this map. So in this case, the farthest away from you can get from a Quick Trip is not actually on the contiguous like landmass of Wisconsin. It's on the Washington and Rock Islands at the tip of Door County. Even there, you are two ferry rides away from a Quick Trip, and even then, you can, if you time the ferries right, you can get there within 90 minutes.
You figure that out. I love that. See, if you're on Washington Island, the very tip of the thumb of Wisconsin, you can get to Quick Trip within how long?
Within 2 hours, depending on the ferry schedule.
About 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Yep.
So, as Garrison Keillor likes to say, it's never far from wherever you are.
Yep, absolutely. Culver's is, so Quick Trip has more coverage in Wisconsin, the state, but Culver's is a Wisconsin company that is more national. So they're adding locations in 13 states this year, we learned. And you can drive from Gary, Indiana to Green Bay without ever being more than 15 minutes away from a Culver's.
Wow. From Gary, Indiana, Canulti to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And be how close again?
Never leave 15 minutes away from
never more than 15 mixer. Minutes.
Yeah.
For concrete. Now, Craig Culver should be hiring you to. You should be in an ad, for goodness sake. You should get lifetime, you know, butter burgers or something for that kind of information.
I did talk to Quick Trip on their social media account, and they appreciated the story. And
well, that's fantastic. Yeah. All right, next one, Mr. Zomers. Now, here's one that maybe some. Zomers and I were talking beforehand. I did not realize there was this many chocolate shop ice cream stores.
Oh, me either. But
so yes,
I'm grateful for it.
So different, a little bit of a different model here. Chocolate Shop Ice Cream, founded in Madison, Wisconsin. These aren't necessarily all standalone stores like we might have here in Wisconsin, but it also includes on their website, their locations include anywhere that you could buy their brand of ice cream.
So it could be a grocery store or a convenience store, whatever it is.
Yep.
So tell us about this. Pretty big coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. So, almost rivaling Culver's or exceeding Culver's in Wisconsin anyway for ice cream coverage, although they're not as prominent outside of the state boundary of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Founded in Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin, in 1962, you can purchase that brand of ice cream anywhere at I think it's over 300 gas stations, convenience stores, and groceries.
Wow. And they have some good stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And remember, Culver's is custard, and this is ice cream. So yes. There is a difference.
The debate continues. We did not answer that question in the article.
All right, next map here, Mr. Somers, please. Now, here's one that I think probably if you're not of a certain age, you don't realize it, but Kohl's Department Store is, in fact, a Wisconsin brand.
A Wisconsin brand, and the most national Wisconsin brand of the seven brands that we looked at. First opened in Brookfield in 1962. The highest concentration of stores is still right around the Milwaukee area. Today, Kohl's are in 49 states. They have 1,100 stores. And 78% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of a Kohl's.
Wow. 78% within 30 minutes of a Kohl's.
So this is also a lesson in like population density, right? Because you can see this map has the lowest coverage of the three that we've looked at so far. And yet still 78% of Wisconsinites live within the areas shaded on this map.
If you go to the bigger density areas, because I mean, yeah, Milwaukee, Madison, the Dells, Green Bay, Fox Valley, Wausau, Eau Claire, maybe is that Rhinelander up there? I'm not sure if that's kind of as far north as it goes, lacrosse. But yeah, I mean, a lot of Wisconsin, of course, I think was the Kohl family, the late U.S. Senator Herb Kohl. His family founded the Kohl's department store. So what's next? Here's controversy. We're talking to Andrew Hahn, data journalist, the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Some people are fleet farm people, and some people are farm fleet people. Start explaining this. About a minute and a half left, and we'll pick up over the break. But explain the controversy here.
Yeah, there's a lot of myths out there about how did fleet farm and farm and fleet both become separate organizations. Mm-hmm. Turns out from the investigation from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a few months before I did this, mostly myth.
Really?
Completely separate companies from the very beginning because of some interesting like tax laws that changed in the 1950s and 60s. Really? Both founded in 1955, completely separate, have never been related.
So there's all this myth about brothers having quarrels, all myth.
Yep.
It's legend.
Separate entities entirely and even family friends at some point.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, now this is why people should tune into the show, because you learn truthful facts, yes. Not about Biden or Trump, but about farm and fleet and yes. Fleet farm.
Yeah, the true story of coming together in Wisconsin.
So they were separate entities, but they were founded in the same year.
Correct.
The first map we have up here is Fleet Farm.
Mm-hmm. Fleet Farm covers mostly the western side of the state, to where we'll see farm and fleet, Plains Farm and Fleet, covering mostly the south part of the state, although they share the southeast corner of the state. So we've heard some stories from readers about splitting territories and deals to split territories. Doesn't appear to be the case in our maps.
It's just kind of the coincidence that the way it's so Fleet Farm, you're going to see mostly over Milwaukee, up through the Fox Valley, Green Bay area, and then kind of across Highway 29, mm-hmm. where Blaine's Farm and Fleet is Milwaukee over to Madison, more of the southwest part of the state, down my old stopping grounds in Platteville, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, and what is that? Maybe Hayward or Amory, somewhere up there, Blaine's Farm and Fleet up north, in the northwest mm-hmm. part of the state. I mean, you're either one or the other, most people, right?
Yep. Well, slightly more people for Fleet Farm than Farm and Fleet. Their coverage area includes 3.5 million Wisconsinites to Farm and Fleet's 3 million Wisconsinites.
Really? See, I would have guessed it would have been the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But we have more fleet farmers than farm and fleeters.
Yes. Yep.
And see, because I'm a fleet farmer, I would have guessed that they had more coverage.
Really?
It's
you're
really
a fleet
just
farmer?
Yeah. Manitowoc's got a fleet farm, but not a farm and fleet.
I love every aspect of this story. We're going to come back and talk more about it with the author, Andrew Hahn, a data journalist. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Bowles Show for a Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A Welcome back to the Town Hall Bowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock on the top of the hour. 10 minutes away, national news, sports and weather updates, state news update from Terry Bell, news director, and his great news team. And then get set, it's the Maggie Dawn Show for a Friday every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, do not miss it immediately after our show. Off the old text line from YouTube, Andrew, watching in Maine, we appreciate that. He asks, are there enough Culvers in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to justify annexation? Great question. Our guest this last segment, once again, Andrew Hahn, a data journalist, and has a story in this week's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel mapping out some of Wisconsin's greatest brands. Andrew, what do you say? Our friend and colleague, Jane Matinair, Matinair on Air every morning, 10 until noon. She's been after this for some while, that she believes that the Michigan should just allow the annexation of the UP. Does your data, does your investigation show there's evidence that we could somehow say they got to come with us?
Well, the UP, mostly unloved by most of these brands, unfortunately. I'd say that that's justification enough to liberate them with Culver's and QuickTrip.
I like that. Other things, maybe. I like that. That's a new tack. We'll have to tell this to Jane. They deserve liberation.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Don't be Michigan convenience stores.
Yes. They need QuickTrips. They need Culver's. They need Fleet Farms and Farm and Fleets. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic. Are those all the maps, Mr. Zomers? We get through, got one more?
Cousin Subs.
Cousin Subs. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one that I would have not necessarily thought of as a Wisconsin brand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Milwaukee Company, founded in 1972. Highest concentration of stores in Milwaukee and the densest Milwaukee area coverage of the brands that we looked at. So not everywhere throughout the state, like some of the other food brands that we looked at, but still 45% of us live within 10 minutes of a Cousin Subs location.
Very good. Some of us live within 5 minutes of a Cousin, but that's a whole other story. Cousin Subs. I'm sorry, Mr. Sommers, one more time on the map there for Cousins, because I was just curious, because a lot of our listeners say, like, maybe La Crosse or other places or up in Hayward or Amory, they don't even never heard of a Cousins because mm-hmm. they're not there. The only Western looks like Eau Claire. Have to ask my sister if she's been to a Cousins. And then a Wausau area there, and then down to Madison. Everything else is east of that line if you want to go horizontally there. So it's predominantly, as you said, Milwaukee area, Fox Valley, up to Green Bay. But, of course, all those folks are like, Todd, what's the matter with you? Of course there's Cousin Subs. Mm-hmm. So, well, this was an absolutely fascinating story, and I'm so glad that you've done this, number one, because it puts fact to paper. And I think the biggest revelation here today is that Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet was not devolved out of a feud.
Yeah. No feud that anybody could ever find evidence of anyway.
All right. Have you done a research? Did you go around and test this mapping out to see whether your data was accurate? Did you go 30 minutes? Or you trust the science?
I trust the science. I know my local QuickTrip driving distance pretty well. So it bore out in that research anyway, in the QuickTrips I visited while working on the story. Also seems to bear out in like what we've heard online from people. This was a really popular story online, and people commenting. I know that QuickTrip is now advising people that the social media team does not choose where the new QuickTrips go. And I'll say I don't either.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because I think there are people, I mean, Culver's, as your data shows, I mean, Culver's is getting pretty saturated, but I know there are still people that are like, well, I wish there was a Culver's more close or nearer to me. Mm-hmm. That could be the cards in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and in the case of QuickTrip, one thing that was really interesting, you know, criticism of QuickTrip from both our readers and in the story is that there's no QuickTrip within the city boundaries of Milwaukee.
Yes.
And there's been, obviously, there's a lot of debate about why that is and the stated reason for that and versus the real reason for that. Some have attributed it to Milwaukee's ordinance that gas stations not be allowed to sell alcohol. Mm. Other people have connected it to like untrue narratives about crime in Milwaukee. But QuickTrip says that to buy the land that it would require to put QuickTrips there in Milwaukee is just too expensive right now.
Now, you would think that Mayor Cavalier Johnson of Milwaukee and Charlie Behrens could get together to buy some land and have like the Charlie Barron's Quick Trip. And he has a brand new brandy out. Mm-hmm. That's serious, by the way.
Yeah.
And you could sell Charlie Barron's brandy at the new Quick Trip in Milwaukee. I think it'd be a huge hit.
Well, there's a couple examples of a Quick Trip that does not have a gas station attached. One is here on campus, yes, at Madison. And then there's only a couple others throughout the state. So that's another thing people have been asking for in Milwaukee.
It's a good idea. Yeah. You get your glazers, mm-hmm, and not have to necessarily buy the gas. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're looking for. What's next for you, Andrew? I could do some more of these. Right? Are you going to want to do more of these types of stories moving forward, particularly on Wisconsin?
Yeah. Well, writing about Wisconsin and sort of peeling back the data on why Wisconsin has such a unique culture is something I'm always going to be interested in doing and going to continue working on. Had another story. My last story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel came out also this week, looking at license plates, rejected license plate applications in Wisconsin.
So that's cool.
Rejected about 350 last year.
They have a quick call here. Dave from Mequon. Dave, thanks for calling in. If you have something very quickly, go ahead, please. David, are you there? David from Mequon, can you go ahead quickly,
yes,
please? Go ahead.
Yes. So just kind of a little bit of a time capsule going back. If you guys are familiar with the Reuven brothers, Rick and Rob Reuven, when the Park East Freeway was initially torn down, they had proposed a beautiful high-rise with a kind of a higher-end gas station with a car wash facility.
Okay.
And the city of Milwaukee just eviscerated both of them, and it was very embarrassing. And because of that, that project never took off. And I think it had there was a stigma attached that has kind of lived since that time. That okay, you know what? Forget about the city of Milwaukee any sorts of gas station in the downtown area.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you so very much, David Mequon. Yeah, you say you're reporting. Again, there's a false narrative or just flat-out lies about why Quick Trip isn't in Milwaukee.
Yeah, everyone wants to connect to – everyone's got a story about Milwaukee to tell. So they'll connect it to all kinds of myths about Milwaukee. But these kinds of development issues are like one of the main reasons – one of the main things we're losing is we lose local media sources. And so some of the best reporting about these kinds of individual developments are great reasons to support local journalism.
Off the text line, Matt driving the UPS truck in Richland Center says, love this great segment. Love Culver's in Richland Center. It's the best because they help you avoid hitting cows on Highway 14. And Joanne Krulot says, what'd she say there? She said, Pleasant Prairie has two Quick Trips across the street from one another. A third is just down the road. Andrew Hahn, thank you so very much. You're fantastic. Come on back when you got something else to talk about.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Our pleasure. Also, thanks to Brady Ewing. Of course, all of you for listening, and Mr. Zommers as well. Make it a great weekend across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you back here on Monday. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbrus joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Many Democrats are saying President Biden should leave the race after what they call a disappointing and uneven debate performance Thursday night. Biden is still campaigning and says he's in it to stay. Correspondent Robert Costa says he's just being himself.
I've been talking to people close to the president, and they say this is someone who has been on the public stage for more than a half century. Elected to the Senate in 1972 in the wake of a personal tragedy, he has been through that and political humiliations over the years. He keeps going and going and plowing forward. He's stubborn personally, stubborn politically.
Iran's government says only 40% of registered voters turned out for yesterday's election. As a result, there will be a runoff between the two top vote getters. The BBC's Khosra Naji says one candidate has more of a worldview, the other is more traditional.
If Mr. Jalili is elected, he will bring in more confrontational policies. He will probably push for more expansion of Iran's nuclear activities, while Mr. Pezeshkian has been saying we cannot live under this kind of sanctions.
Boeing's Starliner and its two astronauts are still at the International Space Station indefinitely as engineers try to find out more about the helium fuel leaks on that new spacecraft. Here's CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
NASA says there's no hurry to bring the Starliner down, and it only makes sense to collect as much data as possible before they leave the station. They say the spacecraft can safely depart at any time if necessary. They just want to dot all the I's and cross all the T's while they have the time to do it.
One of TV's most beloved college basketball analysts is headed toward another round of cancer treatments.
Are you serious?
Longtime ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale says on social media that he is undergoing surgery next week after being diagnosed with cancer for a fourth time. This time it involves a lymph node in his neck. The 85-year-old has previously been treated for melanoma and lymphoma. He also had 6 weeks of radiation treatments last year when tests revealed he had vocal cord cancer. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Martin Mull has died. The comedian and actor rose to fame doing stand-up on Hollywood's Sun